Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Joining us on the line now is Charlie Christensen. He's the 13-year-old multi-award winning anti-bullying campaigner, stage and screen actor and presenter of Musical Chairs online chat show. He started his hashtag Cheer Up Charlie campaign in 2019, having been severely bullied for over 18 months, in part due to his love of performing. On Sunday, the 22nd of October, there's going to be a West End musical celebration hosted by Jodie Prenger called There's No Place Like Home, which is kind of sharing his story. It's a fabulous idea. Welcome to the show, Charlie.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Thank you for joining us again. How have you been?
I've been really great. How are you?
Oh, good. Yes, I'm good. Thank you. It's lovely to be chatting with you again. So how did this new project come about then, There's No Place Like Home?
Well, it all just kind of started as an idea. It was just the idea of, Mum, I want to have a charity because I want to be able to help people. Okay, so Mum's then going to put in the months, the years long worth of work that she put in to then go about setting up the charity. And then it was like, right, so we need a launch for this charity and we need to do something decently spectacular. So what do we decide to do? Well, we decide to put on a concert. The only problem is we don't actually know how to put on a concert, which means that we then have to do a lot of learning and we have to find a lot of amazing people who can help us along the way. And luckily we did. We now have an amazing production team, an amazing director, amazing musical director, and just an amazing cast and crew in general.
Oh, that's fantastic. So this was the idea formed from your foundation. You have the Charlie Christensen Foundation now.
Yes. Yeah, we do. It was a long, long, long spree of a lot of hard work and a lot of documents and papers from Mum. But yes, we do now.
Oh, that's fantastic. And what kind of work has the foundation been doing then?
So it's a fairly new charity. So it's only been around for about a month now, but we've already started. We've gone into a couple of schools and we've done some assemblies there. I've also done some chats at head teachers and music and education conferences about the problems with some of the things that are said within the school system today, with things like just ignore them or they're only words, they don't hurt. Because really, words are the biggest killer of under 16s. Words and suicide, it's the biggest killer of under 16s today.
Yeah, words really do hurt, don't they?
Absolutely. Like I say, scars from being punched and hit and scratched and whatever, they fade and their wounds can heal. But you will never, ever be able to fully heal from hearing someone calling you awful, awful, horrific names on a daily basis. And I know that.
Mm. Yeah. Can you just, I know we've spoken many times about it before, but just in case people haven't heard our chats, can you tell them a little bit about what you experienced at school with the bullying?
Yeah. So it was a constant thing. It happened every day. It started mostly when I was in year four, and that was when the big incident happened. I'll get to more to that in a second. But it was just the name callings. You're fat, you're gay, you're stupid, even the go kill yourself. It was all of that day in, day out. For a lot of you that don't know, I'm deaf in my left ear, so I wear a hearing aid. And they found it funny to kick the ball at me. And then when they lost their ball, they'd kick the hearing aid around in its case and break my hearing aid. And then it all came to a head one day when there was a big incident and there was a group of about 20 students all chasing me around, and it ended up to me hyperventilating in a bathroom on a grotty floor and them trying to get through the door with scissors to get to me. And that was the day where it all happened. And then I went for the singing lesson and the original tweet got posted just saying, send a couple of messages to cheer me up. And then it's ended up here.
Wow. I'm so sorry you went through all that. It's just horrendous. No child should go through things like that. And that tweet that was sent out, was it your mum that sent the tweet?
No, it was who was my amazing singing teacher at the time. Her name was her name is Jacqueline Hughes. And she put the original tweet out.
And the impact that tweet had was incredible, wasn't it? There were stars of stage and screen from around the world that were showing their support to you.
Yeah, really, really. It was just mental, honestly. It was, we were going through some of the videos recently and just watching them and hearing them and seeing how many there truly is. It's just honestly crazy.
Yeah. So you set up the foundation. The website is cheerupcharlie.co.uk, so people can have a look on the website to see a little bit more about the history of you and the founding of the charity, can't they?
Yes, yeah, they can.
Okay. And tell us what people can expect then on for this show, Sunday the 22nd of October. It's at the Lyric Theatre in Shaftesbury Avenue.
So it's going to be an incredible show. It's going to be an amazing celebration of theatre and the fact that theatre is so many people's happy places and it's so special to so many people. And everyone should be able to experience that without having the fear of being hurt or being discriminated against. And we've got an amazing lineup with the likes of Sophia Nambetti, who is just phenomenal and her voice is incredible. We've got the amazing Jacob Fowler, we've got the incredible Ella Vidae, and so many more. And it's going to be an amazing night of the celebration of theatre.
Oh, fantastic. I'm a massive theatre lover myself. I've just finished a four-night run in Calendar Girls here in Spain, which went really, really well. It was a huge success. And I can honestly say anyone who doesn't like theatre is missing out, aren't they? It really is their problem as opposed to anyone else's.
Yeah, and the fact is, it might not even be that they don't like theatre. It's that there's this stereotype that is centered around theatre that people just don't take the time to educate themselves and get to realize the fact that, hey, theatre is cool. Because I guarantee you take some of the people who are so negative about theatre, you take them to a theatre show and they will come out and they will be like, wow, why was I saying this is stupid and this is gay? Why was I saying this?
Huh? Mm. Yeah, exactly. And the point is, there really is something for everyone. You know, everyone has likes and dislikes. And, you know, there's serious theatre, there's comedic theatre, there's musical theatre. There's so many different types of theatre. You can pick and choose and find the things that you're more likely to enjoy.
Yeah, and even if you hate musical theatre songs, like just in general, there are some musicals that don't even have musical theatre songs. Go see something like Mamma Mia and Juliet, Moulin Rouge, or even something like Hamilton, which is a lot more rap-based. There's something out there for everyone.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you have any favourites in terms of musical theatre?
Yeah, so my all-time favourite show ever is Come From Away. But I'm also a massive fan of all of Lin-Manuel Miranda's work, specifically Hamilton and In the Heights are my two favourite of his.
Oh, fabulous. I still haven't seen Hamilton. I need to see it. It sounds amazing. Have you seen it multiple times?
I haven't, but I got the amazing chance to go see it on Broadway. When we went to New York, so that was incredible. And obviously I've watched the Disney Plus version of it countless times.
Oh, fantastic. So if people want to get tickets for this event then on Sunday the 22nd of October, they can via the website nimaxtheatres.com. That's the website to go. The show is called There's No Place Like Home. And amazing that you've got Jodie Prenger as the host.
Yeah, I know. She's just phenomenal, and I'm so excited for that.
So what will she be doing?
So she'll be giving a run through. She'll just be all round entertaining when the songs aren't on. But the best thing about Jodie is she's also one of the patrons of the charity, which means that she is so, so, so supportive of everything the charity stands for.
Oh, that's fabulous. Well, well done you, Charlie. You should be so proud of everything that you've done in the last few years.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And it was great to talk to you again.
Oh, great to chat with you too. Charlie Christensen, if people want to find out more information about you and your foundation, they must have a look on the website cheerupcharlie.co.uk. And in order to get tickets for There's No Place Like Home on the 22nd of October, the website is nimaxtheatres.com. That's N-I-M-A-X, nimaxtheatres.com. Charlie, thank you so much for joining us.
So much for having me.